Firesides is a series of live community-run interviews built on app.net. Found someone you want to learn more about? Nominate them to be a future guest. Head over to the Fireside site and let us know who you want to chat with. Read past chats and join us for the next live interview. You don't need an app.net account to read a Fireside's chat, but you will need one to participate. Visit us at firesid.es.
Welcome to episode 11 of Discover ADN. My name is Jason Irwin, and I am the host of this program. The goal of Discover ADN is to learn more about the many creative, intelligent, and interesting people that use app.net to communicate with the world, as well as offer us a chance to attach a voice to the words and avatars we see flowing through our timelines. Want to be in the show or recommend somebody you think is interesting? Get in touch on app.net by sending a message to discoveradn. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Yasmin Evian, who goes by her first name, Yasmin, on app.net. She was born and raised in Arizona, loves a good cup of coffee, and created the community-run interview service Firesides with FAM. Please join me in welcoming Yasmin to Discover ADN. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Let's get right down to business. Can you tell us, when did you join app.net?
So I actually joined app.net in February of 2013 when they opened up their free accounts. And I didn't become a paid member until October of 2013.
And can you tell us why you joined?
So a little backstory. I had actually heard about app.net in August of 2012, which is when they started their Kickstarter campaign. I was visiting my best friend in Oakland, and her husband was telling me about app.net. And he had funded it and was explaining it to me. And to be honest, I really didn't see the value in the in the service, because at that time, Twitter wasn't really heavy on ads. And I was just thinking, well, if it's a Twitter clone, why can't I just ignore the ads and stick with Twitter? And owning my own data wasn't really that important. So that's kind of when I first heard about it. And so when they opened up the free accounts, I was a little bit more interested in joining and thought, okay, I want to give this a shot if I don't have to put down the $50 or whatever the Kickstarter amount was. And so I joined. And after being with the community for a couple months, I upgraded my account because I saw the value and being a member.
Can you tell us why you use your first name on app.net? Why not use a pseudonym?
For one thing, my name was available on app.net, and so that was fun because you can't always have your name on the network that you want to be on. So that's kind of why I chose that. Now, I didn't choose to include my last name just because I didn't really know what I wanted to do with the app.net account and how I wanted to approach it. So I felt like having my first name was, being honest and saying, hey, this is who I am, but didn't necessarily have to link it completely to my personal life.
That's fair. Can you tell us, is there anything that you would like to see more of on app.net?
I want to see more pictures of golden retriever puppies. I'm just kidding. I would like to see a product that uses the app.net community, but is also able to sustain itself as a service without the developer incentive program. Just to give you some feedback on, Fam and I spend countless hours working on Firesides, and our dip is, it's a nice bonus, but there is no way that anyone can make a living out of making app.net apps. So I would be really interested to see a service that is able to sustain itself, but use app.net as its community base. I have no idea what that would be, but that's just something that I'd be interested in seeing. From just a service perspective, I think it would be cool to be able to see a user's post without the at replies. I'm sure there's a way to do it, but sometimes I see that someone posts something and then I kind of forget about it and I don't star it or, make note of it. And then I'm thinking later on in the couple of days and I think, oh, what was it that that person said, and I'm trying to find it in their stream, but they have so many at replies because the good thing about app.net is that it's a conversational medium. So they have so many conversations that it just gets lost. And so I would like the ability to be able to search a user's timeline in an easy way.
Let's change gears just a little bit. Can you tell us, what do you like to be known for?
I think what I'd like to be known for is, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a designer. And as a mother, I try to spend as much time off the computer as I can. So I live, you know, on mobile devices a lot. So I'm always interested in mobile apps and how they make it easier for me to do my job and interact. So with that being said, I do like to test beta apps. And I'm an Android user, but I also have an iPad. So if there's any Android or iPad apps that you guys want feedback on, let me know. I'd love to get my hands on them and test them out.
You and I seem to have a common goal when it comes to helping members of Alpha find new people to interact with and communicate. I'm hosting this program, and you and Fam went and created something called Firesides. Can you tell us about that project?
Right. So Firesides is a live community. It's a live community ran interview site. So the community of app.net can ask the guest any questions and then the guest answers. And they're usually about an hour long. They could be longer if the guest decides to extend it. And so that's kind of what Firesides is. And so how this project came about is that Jason, he's at FAM, he's the programmer of Firesides, in December had posted a message on app.net and app and said, is anyone interested in helping me co-host a Ask Me Anything weekly pattern event? And so I was really excited about this idea. And so I reposted it, but I didn't reply because at that time I was pretty busy. But I wanted to get the word out and see if anyone else would be interested just because I thought the idea was really good. I think as app.net, like I said before, the greatest thing that it has going for it is the community and the conversations that they have. So I thought Firesides would be a perfect situation, you know, perfect app to fit into the app.net community. So I, about a week after he had posted that, I asked him, hey, have you had any follow-up? What's going on with that? And he said, I have a couple of reposts, but no one has responded and saying that they would want to be a host. And so I was intrigued and I said, what would it take to be a host? Like, what's the job of the host? And so we kind of discussed about that. And the same time, he had actually just launched his Notes app. And Notes is a note-taking app built on app.net that lets you take personal notes, but also allows you to collaborate with different users on app.net. And so he was asked me if I could beta test it, and I did, and I was working with it, and I was testing out the collaborative note-taking portion of his app with him. And I said, wow, this is really cool. Like, I think if we did decide to do an Ask Me Anything type deal on app.net, we should use Notes to collaborate. Just because it's a good way to write down, you know, information and someone can go back and edit it. And so it's a good dialogue. And so just like that, Jason created a new notebook for Firesides. It wasn't Firesides at the time, but we created this new notebook for this project. And so we were kind of talking about it then. So this was sometime in December, and he said, what do you think about announcing this idea in January 25th, which was the ADN hackathon? And I said, I think you're kind of crazy. Like, you think we can get this done in a month? And I asked him as a programmer, will you be able to do this, you know, in this short amount of time? And he said, yeah, I think we definitely can do it. I started chugging along on the design and making it, you know, look the way we wanted it to look and doing the logo for it. And then the way the chat works. So we announced in January 25th. And that's kind of how Firesides got started. But our main vision for what we wanted it to be, is that we wanted to create an environment where people could ask questions and get answers right away. So like I said, the biggest thing that I love about app.net is the conversations and the community aspect. But within that, it's hard to sometimes follow a conversation because most of the clients don't have a threaded view. And so we wanted to create an environment where there could be a threaded view and you could see, okay, this is what they were responding to, or this is a question that was asked. You have a better idea of following the conversation. And there is also a place where you can go back and read the chat, you know, if you weren't able to attend. We have some ideas planned for the future of Firesides. We would like to open it up to other people to use the platform if they wanted to host their own Fireside chats, but that's probably in the future. But we have some ideas, and we'd like to get more features in the nomination page. And one of the great things about Discover ADN and this podcast is that you're getting to know new people, and that, you know, the questions that you ask, Jason, are very good. Like, okay, how did you end up here? That's a big question. How did you find out about app.net? And when you're, you know, listening to these questions, if they spark new ones, maybe nominate one of the users that's been on Discover ADN, and if you want to chat with them on a fireside chat to ask them more questions.
Yeah, I agree that there's a lot of similarities between our two projects, and they could certainly feed and build off of each other. Let's move off the topic of app.net a little bit. I have a question about something you wrote in your bio. You say that you are a lover of coffee and craft beer.
Yes, I am actually drinking a beer right now, so...
What is it that you like about craft beers over, say, a name brand like Budweiser or Miller?
It's definitely the taste. The taste is, you know, I don't drink beer to get drunk, so I like beer that tastes good. You know, I enjoy the taste of beer. So it's like if I were to drink like a Bud Light, that's one of the beers here in America, that's one of the name brands, it just wouldn't be an enjoyable experience for me just because I'm not drinking, you know, to get a buzz. I'm drinking it because of the taste.
Have you ever brewed your own?
I have not, although we do know some people that we're friends with that have brewed. And for our wedding, we had a guy bring in a barrel that he brewed. So that was pretty cool. I'd like to. My husband would really like to, but just not having the time for it right now.
Are there any other specialty beverages that you enjoy?
I do like mixed drinks. I like coffee. So yes, coffee's always good. I actually just had, I went to a coffee shop in downtown Phoenix that had a Japanese iced coffee brew. So that was really delicious. So you're in Japan, so you've probably got to enjoy the iced coffees.
Well, you've got me there. I do drink Japanese coffee every day. But can you tell me, how is this coffee prepared? The reason I ask is because sometimes when things are labeled Japanese, it's just a label. It's not actually Japanese.
I know that there's an actual way of making Japanese iced coffee. What I had was, it was just an iced coffee kind of comparable to maybe like a toddy. I don't know. Have you had a toddy before?
I can't say that I have, no.
So toddy is a cold brew method. So you soak the grounds like overnight, and then it makes a nice concentrate that you then keep in your fridge, and it stays for maybe a week. And you can drink that every morning or whenever and dilute it with water or ice. And so it's like a way to have a strong iced coffee.
I see. Okay, yeah, we do have coffee from concentrate like that. One of my favorite brands is called Blendy, which you can find at any supermarket. But there are a number of different coffees like that from specialty shops and even cafes.
Okay. I wonder if that's just what, I mean, we probably call it Japanese iced coffee because, you know, the Japanese were the initial in making it, but I really don't know the history behind it, so I will have to research that.
Well, knowing this country, it was probably created as a marketing gimmick.
Well, it was a delicious marketing gimmick, so that worked out.
All right, well, let's move on to the final part of our show, and this is when we get to recommend some of the people we find very interesting in our timelines. So, could you share with us three people who you recommend we follow?
Definitely. So, my number one choice, and these are in no order, this is just the way I had him listed, was at EVS, and he's Evan. And he's an Android user, and so I like talking to Evan because he has some Android apps that I've sometimes never heard of, or we get to share, Android apps stories and talk about different things. He's also a user interface designer, and so I like hearing, what he has to say about design and work related. He also likes to post pictures of his food when he's out with his wife, and he makes me incredibly jealous because there's like a Mexican restaurant that he always goes to, and it just looks delicious. So if I'm ever in Dallas, I definitely want to try to connect with him and his wife and have some of that delicious food that he's always posting. Number two is Wicked Good, and his name is Steve. And I like Steve. He's a nice guy, and he's a dad. And he's very passionate and active in his children's lives. And so he's just a nice guy to talk to. And he always provides good feedback when I ask him questions. Or, for instance, when I got my iPad this year, I had a lot of questions about iOS, and he was one of the first people to respond. So he's just a great guy to connect with, he's a nice guy. So if you're looking for someone to talk to, he's definitely good. My final pick is at Thelma, and she was actually one of the first people that I interacted with. She has a fantastic voice. If you get her on Discover ADN podcasts, we just probably want to hear her talking the whole time, because at least I really love her voice. I don't know why. It's just really, really good. And she has an Under 5 podcast, which is she calls it her mind dump under 5 minutes. And so I really like hearing her thoughts and just hearing her outlook on life. And she is actually going to be our guest on May 15th, our Fireside's guest at 8 o'clock Mountain Standard Time in the morning. So hopefully it's a time that most people can join in. But yeah, she used to be a broadcaster and has done voiceover. So I'm excited to kind of hear about a little bit more about her story. She's a single mom, and she moved her family over from the Philippines to the U.S. All by herself. So I'm definitely interested in hearing more about that.
Well, thank you for those recommendations, and thank you for taking the time to chat with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. It was nice to connect and chat.
This concludes the 11th episode of Discover ADN. Once again, I would like to thank Yasmin Evian for taking the time to chat with me. Show notes for today's episode can be found online at discover.10centuries.com. That's the number 10, centuries.com. And I would also like to thank our sponsor for this episode, Firesides. Have a nice day.